The Inner Cry, Part 2. We start with a cry, an inner cry. A child is not taught by the mother how to cry. The mother does not tell the child that he has to cry. She does not teach the little baby, "If you cry, then I will give you candy. If you cry, I will give you milk." No, it comes spontaneously. When he needs a piece of candy or milk or something, he cries. In the spiritual life also, when the seeker enters onto a path, if he cries most sincerely and soulfully, then that is more than enough. At that time, the inner pilot, the Supreme, who is my guru, your guru, and everybody's guru, listens to this cry. Sri Chinmoy. Evolution is continuous. We have all been evolving since the beginning of creation. We are all evolving now, and we shall all continue evolving for all time. As the stars in a galaxy, ants in a colony, troops in an army, or the moving parts of a machine are guided by some central force, intelligence, or mechanism, be it gravity, magnetism, electricity, instinct, intuition, or ropes and pulleys. The agent of evolution, its executive will, is expressed in all of mankind through our inner cry. Our inner cry is instinctive, intelligent, and intuitive, and operates on every level of our being, physical, vital, mental, psychic, and spiritual. We cry for food, warmth, and shelter in our physical world, for energy, power, and capacity in our vital domain, for knowledge, understanding, and control in our mind, for peace, light, love and bliss in our heart. Our inner cry forecasts, guides, and expedites both our outer material success and our inner spiritual progress. Our success and progress, in turn, must nourish, treasure, elevate, and intensify our inner cry.